Parshas Vayetze. Torah says, so we know Vayetze Yaakov Yerushal Oyel Harana. Vayivka b'makom vayolon sham kiva shemesh. Vayikach me'avne hamakom hayasim rashosa vayishkav b'makomahu. So he went, he lay down, and he had a dream. Vayichalom v'idei sula mutzav arsa v'rosho magi hashamayma. On page 6, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnoso, Vayomer Achaim, Yesh Hashem B'mokom Hazeh, V'anochi Lo Yadati. And Rashi says, Shim Yadati, Lo Yashanti, B'mokom Kadosh Kazeh. He says, obviously, this is a holy place. And I didn't realize that. V'anochi lo yadati. So there's a sefer called Chanukas HaTorah from the Rebbe of Heschel of Krakow, who is the Rebbe of the Shach. What? Avatars, okay. Yeah. What? Yeah, that's what Rabbi Goldstein is saying. So if you look on page 9, Shabbat is on page 8, so you see Shabbat Chanukah is the Torah, Rabbi Reb Heschel of Krakow. Look at the piece here in Chanukah's Torah. The Pasuk, Achein Yesh Hashem HaMokom HaZeh V'Anochi Lo Yadakti. Yesh Hadakti Malo Anochi. What is he adding? Anochi lo yadati. Why is that significant? Rashi says because he wouldn't have slept there, but he could have said, "Achei Yesh Hashem, Amokom Hazeh." What does he have to stress? Anochi lo yadati. Yesh Lomar in Isma Gemara. So he. The Gemara says in Bracha, I Xerox that the Gemara here on page 10. The Gemara says in Bracha, look at the bottom. Amar Shmuel Mechayim of Yonah said, Ein marim lo la'odam elam mihir hurei libo. Whereas when you dream, it's always about something you were thinking about during the day. And then I'm Malka, you know something. And the last line, I'm a Rava, Teda, to Lamachal Inish Lo Dikla Dahava, was you never dream about a dekel, a palm tree made out of gold. Because there are no palm trees made out of gold, so you're never thinking about that. So you never dream about that. The Lo Pila Da'ayel Bakupa Damachta, and you never dream about an elephant going through the eye of a needle. Okay, those are the things you don't dream about because you never see those things, and so you don't think about those things, so you don't dream about those things. Oh, so go back to the Chanukah Satira on page 9. On the fourth line, Yishlomad in the Isav Gemara Dchol Hachalomos Holchim Achar Hira Libo. All halomos go based on what you're thinking about. The mashem mahar biyom balo b'chalom b'layla. Shemema miyom av lochala chalom adam peel da'al b'kupa d'machta. V'vishlo hira b'zeh me'olam. K'evi shadam b'zeh inu matzah me'olam. V'in yisa b'medrish shachen yesh Hashem b'moko v'mazeh v'atalom v'vaday b'li safek. V'shem et homash But who says? It was, how does he know? Just, you know, he had a dream about the malachim going up and down, so you see this place might be kodesh. But who says the place is kodesh? Maybe the reason he dreamt about the malachim is because that's what he was thinking about during the day. Not that that it's a makom kodesh. So how is he saying, oh, it must be a makom kodesh because I see the malachim? Maybe not. Maybe it's not a makom kodesh. So the reason he sees the malachim in the dream is because that's what he was thinking about in the dream, you know, during the day. So that's when it came to him at night. Shabbat Tomash is a rakhalom, the hero elev, the yom lakach mesayim, v'anochi lo yadati. Meaning, haynu shemei olam lo yadati sheyish Hashem v'mokom azeh. Whereas I never knew that there was, Taki, he was right, it's a mokom kodosh, but I never knew that. So it can't be that I'm dreaming about the malachim because that's what I was thinking about during the day, because I never knew this was a Mokum Kodesh. So it must be, the reason why I'm dreaming is because this is a Mokum Kodesh, and that's what I was seeing in the dream. There's two possibilities. You could have had a dream about the Malachim because you were thinking about the Malachim during the day, that they're malachim here, because it's a makom kodesh. Or it could be that, no, you weren't thinking about it during the day. But it's sort of like a revelation. In other words, as we'll see, some say this is like it was a nevuah. But maybe it's not a nevuah. Maybe it was that you were just saying the malachim, because you were thinking that there's malachim here. But Anochi lo yadati, I never knew that. So I wasn't that thinking about that during the day because I didn't know this was a Mokum Kodesh. So it must be that the fact that I had a Chalom is not because I was thinking about what I was seeing, what I was thinking about during the day, but the Malachim were now coming, we're here now. So I think the first Musa Haskel is that a person, what he thinks about is his essence. Hiro libo, that's his essence. What are you thinking about? Because a person's seichel, that's his essence. His essence is not the skin, the neshama, the seichel. Those primiest things are the essence. And so your essence is dependent upon what you look at and what you see. That's what you think about. So that's why it's a very important yisod to be very careful what we enter into our neshama, into our seichel. Whereas we don't say, well, maybe you should just read all the kfir out there, or all the, you know, so, but anything that you're going to let into yourself is going to change who you are. So was people ask, how do I get more amuna? So you know what the answer is? If you read, sort of Pultman said a similar, said this idea, Pultman, Shmuel Pultman. If you read, learn Svarim that were written by people who had Kedusha to them, and then you read their words, it enters. But if you just read some book about the you know, Amuna, and what the philosophers say, and the psychologists say, but they're not people who have Yirah Shamayim, then that's not going to lift you up. But if you, what they say, the Chasam Sofer says, you get Amuna by learning Ramban ala Torah. The Chasam Sofer. And Rapulva said, if you see, if you read, he was talking about Hasidish Asfarim, you read Svarim by people who were Kulo Kaddish. You read the Kedushas Levi. You read the Beis HaLevi. You understand? That's going to give you Kedusha inside of you. But if you hear or read Kfira, that's going to change you also. It's good to be open-minded, but if you let things that of Kfira into you, that will change your essence. So achay yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh, if he would have known that it's a mokom kodesh, so then maybe that's why he was dreaming that, because he was thinking about what he saw during the day, but he didn't know it, so it must be that they were coming to him now in the nevuah. And I like to always say over the Shalach Kodesh on page 12, Shoftim v'shotri tidei l'cho b'chol sharecha. V'kan yesh remez musul l'had nisnan shiva sh'orim heim b'nefesh. That we have seven openings in the body. Shtei enayim, two eyes. Shtei oznayim, two ears. The pair, the mouth. U'shnei nikvei ha'af, and the nostrils. So therefore, shoftim v'shotim tidei l'cho b'chol sharecha means every opening in the body, you have to be careful what you're going to let in that opening. Because what are you going to be looking at? What are you going to be hearing? And that changes who you are. And that's the idea. You know, you have a packet, you see the Sfarim Kedoshim inside. So then that's the essence of Kedusha, because they were written by people who were Kulo Kodesh. And that changes who you are. But if you read a secular book, you know, even from people today, oh, read this. I'm not saying there can't be value in some secular things, but you read secular things that were written by atheists, or written by people who have no emuna, so that's going to get inside of you. And that's gonna change you. But if you read the Chazon Ish and the Chasam Sofer and the Shalah and the Kedushas HaLevi and the Chain, that's gonna change you. That's gonna make you different. But that's gonna give you, if you read a Sefer that was written by a big Baal Amunah, even though the thing you're reading now is not about Amunah, you're going to become a bigger Baal Amunah. Because that's where it's coming from. So now let's take a look. There's a word that the Chasam Sofer says. You know, by Parshas Mikates. First, before we say that, you know, the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, what does it mean in the beginning of Vayetze, page 3, Hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav. And then page 5, Hinei Anochi Imach. What's the Hinei? What's the significance of repeating the word Hinei? Hinei, Hinei, Hinei. So if you look at the Or Chaim HaKadosh on page 2, Hatam Omro Hinei Liyosh Eina Chalom Muchla V'Vchinas HaTzedek Ki Chalomo Shavim. And sometimes the Chalom can be just Shav. Doesn't mean anything. Gam Shal Kol Ponim Yev V'Hem Tevet Ki Heim V'Mar Shiyamum Zemam Hinei Perish Ki Advarim V'Lo Shiyamum V'Dimyonis. Whereas Hinei means it's not just demyonis, some imagination. It's not imagination. But what? The Hinei is Gilei Shechina. It was Nevuah Mamish. The end of the piece. That's what the Hinei means. It was Nevuah Mamish. It wasn't just imagination. You know, your mind is wandering. It was Nevuah Mamish. And the Chasam Sofer says that there are different types of dreams. Yeah, I'll show you. There's a Sefer Ikvei Sofer. Torah is about the Chasam Sofer. He says, you want to take a look? Yeah, take a look here on page 21. This is all Torah from the Chasam Sofer. I He says, "Vayechol v'neis nusula mutzav arza." Ramban, heavy page 21, b'shem ha-medrash. Right, the Ramban says, "What do the malachim represent? Different nations, the sar of the nation. But certain nations are going to come up, be successful, and then come down. They're going to fail." So he says that the Maran means the Chasam Sofer, the Sefer Drushim V'Agadus. It's in the packet. So it says, Omer Yosef L'Paro, Acharei Shirach Alamosov, that after Yosef saw Paro's dreams, he said, Es Asher Elokim Oseh Heihigi L'Paro, Perish. Dine Chalom V'Echad Mishnei Inyonim. Chalom could be one of two things. Osha nigzar lamala shum davar, nisparsem l'shluchei hasaga, hachek hayirar hadavar l'olam hazah shofel, haruchu sheba'avir mesichus bo, v'karv hadavar l'ovo. Okay, be'eis ha'sheinu, kashe yiporin ruach edosh b'gufo, yabid ma shenechkach ba'avir ha'olam. That he was decreed of something in Shemayim. And then it came into this world. So when you're sleeping, your neshama and your guf separate, and then he can see what these ruchos that were nigzar lamala. But then, you could have Obadachacha, Shiyavoy Lo Sarol Shalmala, Vigve Oz, Igola Ozno Masha Shama Lo, Shama O Nimsolo. That a Sar from Shemayim comes down and delivers a message. But sometimes it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, or his Shliach is coming to you in a dream. And he's going to say later, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to you in a dream, so that's Nevuah. That's Nevuah. So he says that in the case of Yosef and Paro, page 22, the Mafteach of Parnasa is B'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't give that to a Shliach. So no one knows about it, what the Parnasa is going to be. No mazel, no sar, only Hashem. So how could Paro have a dream about the Rav if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reveal that? That's only beyond Hashem. That's why the Chatumim, who try to interpret the dream of Paro, didn't interpret the dream about the seven, about the famine and the because it can't be. Hashem doesn't reveal that to anybody. He doesn't reveal that to anybody. So that's why they couldn't, they didn't know how to interpret it. They interpreted that you're going to have seven kids, they're going to die, whatever. But why did they interpret like Yosef interpreted, that there's going to be famine? Because they thought they can't be the pshat. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't moser panasa beyond. So how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling, revealing something about Parnassa to Paro in a dream? But Yosef said no. Yosef said, "The Olam HaKavona Hi Al Rav." It's talking about a famine. Because it's not only about a famine. Because whoever, this famine is going to be caused now, someone to be promoted to namely Yosef, who was going to be promoted to give out the food. So it wasn't just a dream about famine. It was a dream about who's going to be the next leader. Because the Gemara says in Brachas Nun Ches, that whoever becomes a leader in Klal Yisrael is Nigzar and Shemayim. Even what? Reish Gargisa. What does that mean? Well, yeah, even the one who's going to, you know, give out, yeah, who's giving out the water. In other words, even who's going to be in charge of the water system or something like that, like Rabbi Raya said, is also the Shemayim. So therefore, Yosef, who's going to give out the food? So Yosef said it could be talking about the famine, because it's not just about Parnassus, it's about something else also. But the Chassam Sofer says that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, like he did by the Chalom to Yaakov, so that's the Nevuah. That's why we saw the Archaim HaKadosh says, that's Vihinei. It's not just imagination, it's the Nevuah. He quotes that here, page 23. So he says, on page 24, Harayesh Chalomos, second paragraph, page 24, right side, Haray. Harayesh Chalomos, Shehem B'china Shav, Yidabru, Ve'inam Miskaimim Klal. There's some dreams that are meaningless. It's just bubamais, it's nothing. Some chalomas have truth in it, but also non-truth in it. Some chalomas is nothing. It's gorged. Zero. Some chalomas have dual elements of truth and non-truth. And then, there's the third thing of chalomas shal nevuah. That's 100% true, the whole thing. So Yaakov Avinu is a Hinei Hashem Nitzavolav. It's a chelak of nevuah, and therefore the whole thing is going to be mukuyam. In other words, again, some dreams are just demyonis. The whole thing is just, demyonis. Some dreams, says the Chasam Sofer, have dvarim betalim and dvarim not betalim, and some dreams are totally emes. And those are the ones that Hashem appears, and that's a Nevuah. I don't know, And that's what this dream was. That was a pure Nevuah. What's going to happen to the Umos HaOlam, that they're going to be successful, but then they're going to fall down. That was a Nevuah. That's Vihinei is giving a shtempel, a ishur, a stamp. True. Why does the Torah have to stamp an approval? Because it wasn't a regular dream. It was a nevuah. So the regular dream would be based on what you see during the day. But the Rebbe Rav Heschel said, after the problem, Abba said, I don't know where you got there. I didn't know that there were a lochim flying around here. So it could be that I was thinking about that here, which I didn't even know about. So I wasn't thinking, worried, but the one was it. It was the Gur Mamash. The Gur Mamash said, and the idea being that you see certain nations, certain things that are very successful, but that doesn't mean that it's always going to be like that. Because if you know, if there's no Yerushamayim in these nations, so they might be successful for 79 years, then so. And that probably applies to people also. They might be very successful, but the Gemara will tell you that success is limited. so that the yerk, that was a nebuah. So I think the two points that we have to focus on is that the halalos are not nebuah, and that's based on what we see during the day and speak about, and that it can be some that are totally large fact, and then some could have dual elements. But then, the halal of Hashem is zira, and that can be a nebuah. And the point being, as we said, the two mutahat skills are that whatever you're going to let into your body, the eye and the ears, that's going to change who you are. That's why it's very important to what? What you look at. What you look at, what you see. You bring things into your house that have tumah. It changes the whole... Yeah, the Rambam says, as the Rambam puts out, the Rambam says, it's affected by your surroundings. Shoftim is shoftim tivei l'chob chol sharam. You have to have a shoftim by your eye, by your ear, and by the door of your house. What are you going to let in your house? What are you going to let in? What are you going to be looking at? Be very careful. That's one part. But the other part is, what was the nevuah here? Here it wasn't to stop what we were, because here wasn't what he was thinking about. Lo yadati. So it couldn't have been that type of dream. It was a dream of nevuah. And the nevuah is telling us that don't think, if you think certain people are very successful, if they don't really have Yira Shamayim, then the success is not going to be left. Over in Jordan, like your Ramban calls the Turkish Red Lezer. Certain nations are going to be successful, but then they're going to fall. The star of that nation is going up and it's going down. And that probably applies to single people as well. And then...